Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Out of style. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about a pair of Benson Boone tickets
and
a pair of Shawn Mendes tickets? That's right. Two different pairs of tickets, all with the texting of one word to one contest line. Here's how it works. Take the word diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, and text it to our contest line, 20357. It's different from our regular text number. If you text us to our regular text number, you have not entered the contest. So text diamond to 20357, and you're in the running to see both Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes. Tickets for Benson Boone, October 1st at the Chase Center. Tickets to Shawn Mendes, October 14th at Frost Amphitheater, courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is diamond. And 20357 is our contest line. All right. We're doing this every hour all day, by the way. So until 5:05, on the fives-ish. Every hour, Mason's got you throughout her show, and Jane has you 3 of the 4 hours, and then she's got that J-Lo fly away.
J-Lo is at 6:05.
That's a big deal. Got a lot going on for you here at the Alice. You're welcome. Tattoos Day. I like Tattoos Day.
I don't know what that means.
Sure you do. Don't be silly. You're very smart. So a lot of times there won't be any tattoo stories for a very, very long time. And then I forget about Tattoos Day and I think to myself, that's too bad. There aren't any tattoo stories. And then today I get a tattoo story and I'm like, oh my God, it's Tattoos Day. Of course I'm going to do it. I've never really said to myself, I'm going to look at Miley Cyrus's tattoos. And then today I did. And thumbs down, big time. She's got I'm sure individually they're all fantastic. By the way, she also gives them a thumbs down.
She doesn't like her own tattoos?
She doesn't. Here's some of the things she has to say. Miley says, she did an interview about her tattoos with the New York Times, and she says, I regret about 80% of them.
Mm.
She said, I don't regret them enough to laser them, but some of them, like, I mean, I love my cat, but like, I didn't need that. I love my dog, but like, I don't know, just having a pit bull in every picture for the rest of my life is kind of intense. It's just like a few I could do without. And yet she went and got a new tattoo just yesterday, I believe.
One of the things I really like, even though if you talk to a tattoo artist, they will say, are these little thin line things that you're getting are just going to be a blur. They're not worth doing, but I think they look great, especially on women. They look delicate. and they look pretty, and you can still see the person's skin in mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. as opposed to the stuff I have, which is just packed with ink, packed with it. Mm. And so while your tattoo artist will encourage you to get, you should go bigger. And you definitely, we want to color that. And, you know, in the moment, you're kind of like, yeah, that sounds great. And then you realize, well, that just, I just gave him like 6 or 7 or 8 hours more time under the needle.
Yep.
Dur George. They're right. They do blur, but I think they look really good and delicate.
Yep.
I think Miley's an example, though, of someone who's, she's got a lot of little ones all over her arms. And so they don't seem to be as tasteful.
That first story I sent you, Maddie, there's actually, there's some long shot pictures of her where you can see she has like individually, each one of them is fine.
Right.
Whatever. But it is, they look like just someone, it looks like someone took a Sharpie to her and just drew a bunch
right.
of random
that's
pictures.
That's what I'm saying.
There's even, there's one that's on her.
And that's what she's saying.
Yes. Basically, there's one that she has on her side arm right here that is like this weird, it's a naked lady and it's like as its own thing. If you saw that on a piece of paper framed on a wall or, you know, whatever, it's kind of cool, but it just looks sort of weird. She's all different shapes and all kind of the different weird things on her. So anyway, she has her feelings about them. She didn't say anything about that one in particular. That was one I noticed. I'm like, gosh, yeah, full on naked lady on her. On her arm there.
I think that what everyone kind of misses, because there's no real addiction element, and yet there's an addictive element to it. And I don't know why.
Absolutely. Yes.
I don't know. And I don't know what, like, we know what, you know, your body depends on the alcohol you've been drinking now, so you got to keep drinking. I don't know what that is, but I've definitely had times in my life where I'm like, you know what I got an itch for? A tattoo.
I was just talking to a friend this weekend and was like, I'm really overdue. I've got some good real estate yet that I need it inked.
And I was out for a surf with my friend Brian, I don't know, last weekend or the weekend before, and him and I are getting dressed and getting suited up to go out. And we're talking about tattoos. Our wives go and get tattoos together and have a tattoo person.
Oh.
Brian and I have never gotten a tattoo together, and
that's
we
so
don't
romantic.
Have.
You should do it.
Maybe we should, but it's very funny that our wives have absolutely gotten between
gotten?
4 and 6 tattoos together in the time that we've known them. And Brian and I don't even talk about it until right. just last weekend.
So what do they have? Like, do they get matching every time, or they just both?
Emily
go at the same
got
time?
One. The last one she got, she went and got alone, but it's on her forearm in the center here, mm-hmm. and it's lines. So it's super delicate, but it looks like a flower of some kind, and it's killer. It came out great. It's beautiful.
But it's a simple, thin line.
It's a simple, thin line
thing. Uncolored.
And so when you see, you'll see it. If you see, you know, if you're out with friends, you'll go, oh, she's got a tattoo. But you wouldn't automatically go, oh, she got a gargoyle tattooed. You know what I mean? It's not that. It's right. delicate. It's not.
Yeah.
I like it.
I've gotten tattoos with, I mean, No Name has gone with me. We've gotten tattoos, our friend No Name, like a few times. And mm-hmm. one time he went just to watch me go through the pain of this one spot. He's like, I can't wait for them to hit that spot because you're going to go nuts.
And every now and then you guys would come walking in, and one time he came in with like, he had knives going through his legs. Like it was 4 giant knives going through his, like through, looking like they went through his shin. And I'm looking at him like, why? Why did you get that? He's like, I just liked it. I'm like, okay, but.
That's why you get them.
Has Christy seen it yet? It's like, but you've got 4 giant knives. You know, when you're a badass, I guess you get the 4 giant knives.
I guess.
It's funny, whenever we talk about tattoos, and not just here, but wherever in life, like I start to think like, what would I want? I would want something meaningful. I think that's the jumping off point for a lot of people is like, I got this little thing. Because I know a lot of people who like have a tattoo wedding ring. And I've thought to myself, like I could have, oh, you have one? Yep. And my girlfriend, Joe and Ariane both have them because they're married to each other. Their son's a tattoo artist, and he went in and did their things. And I thought that would be like a fun thing. Like you could put the name of the person, or you could just even like some decorative thing, or like John's a guitar player, so I have like a little guitar wrapped around.
Fingers are tough, though.
Honestly, like, do I really want that? Yeah. Am I going to go and do that thing?
Ladies and gentlemen, we go now to the young guy on the show to get her opinion on tattoos. Bob, your thoughts on female tattoos.
I think tattoos are so cool. I'm constantly complimenting strangers on their tattoos. I love what you said about the fine line tattoos. They're so dainty and beautiful. And I remember a few years ago when I noticed that it was a real trend. Like everyone my age who gets tattoos gets that kind of tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about like when we're in our 60s, is it going to be like when I was a kid and you see men in their 60s and they all have the anchor tattoo that says mom? Is it going to be like a cliche like that, that everybody has these little tiny tattoos?
I got a mom tattoo.
We'll all be in the old folks home together with our faded and blurred
blended,
out
yeah.
tattoos.
It is funny though, because I've seen this trend, and especially with women, the trend, like when we were younger, there was the tramp stamp, you know, a lot of people got that done. And then the millennials went through the whole phase where all the girls were getting stuff on their ribs.
Yep.
And now it's the fine line thing. So you can almost tell generationally, like by the style of tattoo that people have.
I'd get like that classic American tattoo art. Like, I love that. Like the anchors and the, mm-hmm. and the, there's like
that's
little Kewpie doll looking things. And I love that stuff. And sort of some of that, like the heart with the knife through it. Like that's cool. And skulls and stuff. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
But do you have any tattoos? And are you willing to say?
I don't have any.
Me neither.
I have commitment issues. I would love to have one. I wish I was cool enough to have knives on the back of my calves.
I think you are.
It was four giant knives. Yeah, I really feel like, you know, shorts. It's going to be a problem.
I just feel like my tastes change so much that I would be like, ugh.
Well, once you start to collect them and they become part of you and you don't necessarily trip on them like I shouldn't have got. But I think you're better off. Don't talk yourself into it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Bob, I didn't get my first tattoo and I've got many, many, many now. I didn't get my first one till I was 30.
Oh.
I think maybe even 31 when I got my first tattoo.
Mm. I went when I was 18.
Does Susan have any?
No.
Maybe you guys get like rings or something, or
don't
just
get
little
that.
Like
I'm not gonna
stay where you're at.
Don't.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm
Trust
telling
me,
you,
don't get
there's an element to it that is addiction. I don't know why. I don't know what. I can't. I've never seen a story that said this is why you get that feeling after 6 or 8 months. Like I should go and get a tattoo.
Well, if you like what you got and you can kind of picture more, and plus you see people with like gorgeous sleeves, I'm like, oh God, I'd love to have that.
If I had to guess, I think that most addiction, whatever it is, alcohol, whatever, there's an element of ritual to it. And I think the ritual of tattoo is one of the things that I start to miss. Like I have a guy, his name's Grime. He's here in San Francisco and he's known. But he's a guy like I go and it's a whole freaking day, man.
I love the music. I love listening to music, talking to the guys
in
the tattoo
shop. They play metal
shop.
And they're just hanging out. And then I'll walk in and he'll be like, he always tells me, be here at noon. I'm there at noon. He's like, all right, I'll talk to you in an hour. And they, you know, like it's a whole freaking day.
He goes and draws
day.
It up. And yeah, like, you and tell him what you want to come back. And like, in my case, it's always like better than what I want.
Puts it on you and then goes, I don't like it. I got to take that off. And like, it's a whole day. And then usually at some point, my wife will text me like, are you still? And I'll take a picture of me laying there. Oh, still getting tattooed. I get home like on a Friday night at like 10, and she'll be like, oh my God.
What are you getting this time?
All day?
Please tell me it's not five giant knives.
I got some pretty gnarly ones, but I'm a metal guy. I like gnarly stuff. I like all that imagery.
I know. It is really cool. So. It is. And some people are really pulling it off. But I do feel like I think of Pete Davidson, who had just like one dumb thing after another tattooed on his body, and even the Miley stuff. I'm looking at her in like evening gowns going, that's too bad.
Yeah. Well, and that she just said it too. There you are. What should I get? I'm getting tattoos. I'll just get my dog. I love my dog. Well, you do love your dog. You're right. Except now you're going to have.
She's got a tramp stamp, doesn't she?
Well, tramp stamp's actually back, I hear.
Well, I mean, everything that's old is new again.
Like it's come around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, there's the naked lady.
I like naked ladies. I don't think there's anything more beautiful in the world. So if there was.
It's more like a naked stick figure sort of thing.
Yeah,
I don't know. Scroll down a little
like
further.
There's
just like she had a little like one word here, one word there. So anyway, she supposedly doesn't like most of her tattoos and she just went and got a new one. It's the word muse and it's just below like the sharp point of your scapula.
Very small.
It is really small. And I think the tattoo artist posted up a bunch of.
You'd have to get very close to be able to see, to read that.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's a tiny little thing. It's pretty, you know, in a pretty script, whatever. I'm sure it'll bleed out. And
it must have taken 5 minutes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Quick.
Can't have taken too long. Right. And it's funny because I look at some of her other stuff that's visible in that picture and it is completely bled into itself. It's all one color. It's very splotchy looking. Like I can't tell what it looks like, an amoeba further down her arm there. Oh, it looks like it's a bra. Is that a bra? I don't know. I think she has a bra tattooed on the side of her.
I think having a person that you go to, like I go to the same guy all the time is important because you don't want random people tattooing you.
It's a dream catcher.
Oh, is that what that is?
She has a dream catcher tattooed on her ribs. I don't know if that's what you're looking at, but I know that that's a dream catcher. Oh, I don't know that thing.
Oh, it could be a motorcycle.
I think it's a motorcycle.
It's either a motorcycle or a bra. It's one of those.
I think it's a motorcycle.
Two big round things, some stuff coming out the sides, motorcycle, bra. Oh, it is a motorcycle. It is.
I would guess. She's very slight.
Oh, and I see the dream catcher down there, Vin.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about Miley Cyrus because today's Tattoos Day. That has been your Tattoos Day entry into the annals of history. And now we move on. Lady Gaga is, do not confuse annals with any other
I did
words.
Totally. I was just sitting here going, she said anal.
I did not say it. I didn't. Spelled differently and everything. Lady Gaga and Sephora have partnered up for Pride Month. So if you are a Sephora shopper, she has a line of make. I didn't know about this. It's called House Labs, H-A-U-S Labs, and it's Lady Gaga's makeup line. I had no idea. But they say the singer, activist, actress, and founder of House Labs is partnering with Sephora for Pride 2025. House Labs by Lady Gaga, it's sold at Sephora, and during the month of June, Sephora will donate $1 to the Born This Way Foundation's initiatives for LGBTQ plus communities. It is vegan and cruelty-free cosmetics, which I know you love. Let's see. She says she prioritizes high-performance makeup for all. It is very reasonably priced. Like when you go to some of these counters and stuff and you get like a pigment match or any of that kind of, like you can spend so much money on makeup. So she's got like a foundation for $49, something called Skin Tech Hydrating and Depuffing Concealer, but it's in like almost like a lip balm setup, and you put it on there and it's $32. They call it one of the creamiest concealers on the market.
Makeup.
Maybe it has a little bit of that hemorrhoid cream in it. Preparation H.
Did you used to wear a lot of makeup?
No.
Not even when you were on stage and in your 20s?
Not really. I would just sweat it off when I was on stage. Usually eyes, some lipstick. And I hate the feel of concealer. My skin breaks out at anything. Like it really does. I have to be really careful what I put on. It hates soap. It hates everything. Like only certain moisturizers. I'm such a baby. Anyway, there's a bunch of, it looks really cool. And it's all fairly reasonably priced. Like you go into even a Walgreens, you can spend more money than that on concealer and foundation. She also does a lip and cheek. It's called a blush balm, which I've seen these sometimes where it's, you know, it's thick enough to do your lips with. And then you just put a thing of it and rub it into your cheeks. So you kind of have the same color on your cheeks as you do on your mouth. So House Labs Color Fuse Longwear Hydrating Glassy Lip and Cheek Blush Balm Stick, which is the longest title for a product I've ever heard of, and it's $34.
I have always sort of, when I see someone who can do makeup well, I'm always impressed and think that's I'm not really a makeup person. I prefer my wife when she doesn't have makeup on, whatever, but when you can do it well, I get it. Like it looks killer.
It can look amazing. Yeah. It really like enhances everything.
But I have, now that I have daughters, I see that it's a practice. Kids start at like 5 or 6. Yeah. My daughter, my youngest, is already doing, I did my eye makeup. Now I got to get it off and do it again. They're practicing all the time. So I guess by the time you're in your 20s, you might be hitting a stride.
Yeah. When I was a kid, and I'm sure they still have this, but I didn't raise daughters, so I have no idea. I got a Barbie head. It's a huge Barbie head, and you could do its hair, and you could do its makeup.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a full-on. Did you have that when you were a kid?
I did. Yeah. A memory unlocked.
It was like a Barbie salon face and head. And you could add, you could change the hair out, too, I think. I think you could swap it out for, like, a different color hair.
I did weird stuff to mine.
Yeah, well.
She never looked good.
Well, my brother got a hold of mine and, like, probably Sharpied, you know, freckles onto its face and stuff. They don't last long.
With one of those.
Yeah. Anyway, if you didn't have any boys in your house, maybe.
My daughters have done that to me, for sure.
Sharpied you?
No, done the makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, you'd be a good candidate for that because they could.
I'm gorgeous.
Yes. They could pull any kind of wig on top of you without having to worry about netting.
No,
your
I have
hair.
Pictures. I can show you from during the pandemic. That was a regular form of entertainment for
because
my kids.
You could just lay there. So
I laid there.
Lay
and
there.
I have video of my youngest, who at the time would have been two, not even three, putting makeup on me. And I'm trying to get up, and she just takes her elbow and pushes my forehead back down.
No, no, no.
You stay. And gets back into, you know, my eyes. I'm like, oh, this is awful.
I've seen some good pictures of you like that, though. You're like nails, toenails,
all the
makeup.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I never would have thought, even considered asking my dad if I could do something like that to him. That is so cool.
But you weren't trapped in the house with him during a pandemic either. I don't mind it. I was actually happy to do it, but we were looking for anything to pass the day. Those were tough times, everyone. Remember that when we were trapped in the house?
I do remember it. Although I vicariously through you, I experienced the baby and kindergarten age or first grade. I was like, that looks
and
horrible.
Then a puppy.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
My kids were both they were both in college actually when it started. And so it was so much easier for me because they didn't want to talk to me anyway. I was like, great. This is perfect. This is working out super. And we actually got more. They both had to come home from school. Well, one of them already lived there, but one came home from school and we got like a whole nother full year together. That was super unexpected and awesome. The end. What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
Well, if you don't like it, just change it after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's that somber song, Undressed. It's good. Interesting lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob's Movie Club bringing us this portion of the program. 6 a.m. every other Thursday. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday. Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Dirty Dancing. Vinny picked it. I don't know. We'll watch it. Get yourself caught up on that one and join us Thursday, June 12th, and be ready to let us know what you think of Dirty Dancing on Bob's Movie Club.
You really got to slip in nonsense like that, right? When we can't say anything, you're trying to do a tag, and then we're in the... By the way, follow Bob on the Waves on Instagram. That's Bob on the Waves.
Bob on the Waves.
Yesterday, we got a nice outfit post. Oh. And I enjoyed it. Like, it was all her putting some attitude into it. Here's me with shades. Here's me not with shades. Here's me walking by. Here's me coming back. I loved it. It was good. Why are you making that face?
I don't know. I'm just nervous.
Don't be nervous. That's silly.
I had to ask three people. I was like, do I look stupid before I posted it?
You did not look stupid. You look genuinely great. And by the way, I posted a picture of my girls putting me in a dress and bra. By the way, the dress that they put me in is now ruined. Mom can't wear it anymore. And the shoes that they put me in are now ruined. Mom can't wear those anymore. So go like the post because, you know, it's in my stories at Vin Hassan. It's lockdown days.
I'm going to go look.
Eesh. Remember that when we were stuck in the house?
I sure do.
Aye. Anyway. Looking. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation is sponsoring swim lessons and other fun water experiences at the Fremont Water Park. You can zoom down the twisty fortress of fun, glide along the lazy river, or chill in the oasis pool. Visit aquaadventure.com for details and stop by fremontbank.com today.
I would have added the .coms in, but I was busy looking at you in that dress. Hot dude. You know me. I'm into
you like a man in a dress. Yeah.
Give it to me. Right.
Mm-hmm. Looks like we still have some of those clouds in downtown, and yet the sun is shining from the east on the building that sits right outside our window.
And it is like dark back there.
It's very strange. I'm telling you, driving in this morning, it was glorious. It reminded me of some of those visuals in the Batman movies when they do the cityscapes. Mm. And it's lit up enough that you're catching all of this glow around the buildings, but it's dark enough behind it that you're all, yeesh, scary.
It's like a stormy sky.
Like, really cool. Very, very cool. But we'll see plenty of sunshine today and highs in the 70s and possibly low 80s.
Sounds perfect.
Okay. So if you don't like it, just change it. We're living in a world now where if you don't like your nose, you can get a different one. And if you don't,
is that what we're talking about?
No, I'm working on something else, but I'm just saying.
I'm hanging.
I'm interested in that. The thought process that is, like, I know I have a big nose. I've never once actually thought, I should go get this fixed. Like, never once really thought that.
You have a large nose, but it's not wrong for your face. Listen, when you look in the mirror and something is bothering you hardcore and you notice it all the time, then okay, go get a change.
I imagine there are a lot of people, maybe not a lot, but plenty of people who look at themselves and say, I just wish this differently. Mm. And I can understand that. Yeah, there's Sarah.
I have a little
with her.
Of that. I pull my nasolabial folds out. I just don't like that. I feel like it makes me look like a puppet, you know? Like, you remember? Is it like... Who's the guy who had the puppet, Mammy or something? What was her name?
What? The only one I remember is the lady with the sheep.
No, Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop. Yeah, no, I remember that guy.
It was like the ventriloquist dummy, and she was like an old lady. Grammy? Whatever. She had like a line that went from her nose down like so her mouth could, so her chin could go. No and one. I feel like that's what I look like. But then when I do this, I'll look in the mirror and go, I would look like I was in the tribe. Those people who get it all pulled back.
So this is a different subject entirely, but it goes back to that. There's something that I don't like about me.
Oh.
But do I not like it enough to make a major change?
Exactly. Is it really bothering me?
Most people have probably had a love-hate relationship with their names at some point in their life.
Oh. No.
Maybe you've wished your name was something more common, less common, more simple to hear and spell, more unique.
Have you ever wished for a different name?
I never thought about it. I'm a junior, so I had my dad's name, and I never really thought about it. And I just, some things I just take on face value as this is.
Yeah, I never really thought to myself.
Pardon me.
That's a bad name or.
But I imagine if you're someone who has a name where you're like, they mispronounce it every time or whatever.
Yes.
On the other hand, that's unique about you.
Sure. And only the people who know you well know the right way to pronounce it.
I never did this in a way as a way of making fun of Yuzette because I always thought her name was, well, it's just who she is.
Very unique name,
but
though.
When she
Nobody
was,
got it right.
When we were in the office together after the show, back when we had those offices.
Yeah. And landlines, because I know where you're going with this.
She would be like, U, Z. She'd spell it. Then she'd spell it again, and then she'd spell it a third time before someone would get it. That I could see being a reason for someone to say, I just want to be Bob.
Right.
Can I just be Bob?
I want to be Bob. Bob.
Like, oh, God.
You don't know how to spell that? I can't even talk to you. I can't even. Bob. Yeah, it's a...
Overall,
right.
People generally like their names.
Mm.
In a new poll, only 6% of people say they don't like their name. 42% of people say they love their name. I'm indifferent, I guess.
I wouldn't say I love it. It's just, it is what it is.
It's like my nose. It's on my face or my name. It's on
my... I accept it.
I don't have any questions.
But 42% love it. That's
love
good.
Their
good.
Name.
You should love your name. Nothing wrong with that.
63% of the people in the poll say their name is common.
Yeah, I would say.
Well, a third say theirs is uncommon. I don't know. It's interesting to think that there's someone out there who's been saying to themselves, "I got to change my name as soon as I can. I'm gonna be."
And there are people who go and.
That's what I'm saying.
I
think it's one of those. It's the same person who's like, "I'm gonna get my eyes fixed." Might be like, "I'll go through the whatever hoops are necessary to be called something simple or something unique."
Well, and maybe you have a name in your head. Like I was immediately just when, as you were saying that, I was thinking of Bruce Jenner. Didn't feel like a Bruce, like maybe hated his name, her name. And then Caitlin was the name that was in her head.
Or if you have a name and somebody does something in the news and they have the same name.
Oh my God.
Know, like,
if you're Karen
like if
you're right
named
now,
your kid Charlie Manson.
If you're Karen, and, if you're, I remember the name Jared went south.
Yeah,
for a lot of people because of the subway guy turned out to be a pedo.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, God. Just, now all Jared's
just
are ruined.
Named my kid Jared.
After
it.
The sandwich guy. Darn it. Yeah, that's. I think that that's.
Or if your name rhymes with something, you know, there's.
I don't.
Dolores?
Like Tucker. Sure, Dolores. Mulva. You know, all those. Names that rhyme with things.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm. If your name rhymes with Mulva.
That's a Seinfeld.
It's a Seinfeld.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know a lot of Mulvas, but I assume that they're kind of bummed about it.
I still think it's funny that you use that word, the one that it rhymes with, all the time. Like, you love that.
I love that word, yeah. Whenever I see a Volvo, I'm always like, oh, look, a Volvo.
It came up during my, you know, Birds and the Bees talk
and
I was just there's no end. It was just one of those things where I was like, oh,
there's a lot of good names.
That's
down
a
there
word I never used for that area, and that yet here it is in my it's not the stork book.
I love all the medical terms for all the parts. I think that it's fun.
I do too.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Owning a cat or dog now costs at least $20K, $20 to $22K.
Does it?
A new study found owning a pet costs way more than most people think, and the price tag keeps going up. This is true. There are people, and I'm not one of them. When I had Willa, and she was my dog, there was no one else involved. This was my dog.
Right.
You have to get their nails cut. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that myself, so I had to go to the vet and have them do it. I know people who do.
Yes.
But I would never have wanted to hurt her. So right. I was just like, I'm taking them to the pro.
Right. And did you get her washed at the same time? And
no,
all that
I did all the, I did her bath. That was fine and easy, but there's so much stuff that you don't take into account when you buy a pet, and it seems like easy.
And vet bills have gotten crazy.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You cannot leave without paying at least $300. No matter what you have done, it's the minimum is $300
per animal. When I lived in Eugene, Oregon, and Willa was with me, she blew out her knee. Mm-hmm. And I took her to the vet, and the vet said, well, there's two surgeries available. The one that's actually going to fix her is $4,000. We can do a different thing that probably for a dog her weight won't last her lifetime, and we can do that for cheaper. And I was like, I can't go cheap on my dog's leg. Crap! And at the time, I was just making what I needed to live.
Yeah.
So I went and got a credit card, and I put the $4,000 down for the dog's leg. There's no other option. $4K. Right.
Ah. And then she needed the other knee done.
Well, that was a little later, but the doc said her other knee will blow out less than a year. And I went, my ass it will. She's now going to walk slowly forevermore. Mm. And she did.
No more jumping.
It lasted a while.
Yeah.
And then she blew it out right when we got back here.
Oh. Sorry.
Dang. Mm. Anyway, pets, they cost a lot. They're not free. Mm. People were asked how much they think it costs to care for a cat or a dog for 15 years. And people were like, $5,000?
Yeah, that's what I would think, about
$5,000. $8,000? No, it's well over double that. Mm. The real numbers are more like three times that. Maybe more if there's a real problem.
Well, if their knees both blow out.
And I know people who would say, I'd never spend that on a dog, but you're crazy.
Yeah.
I have to do that. This is my person.
The dog. Never mind. You're absolutely right. You know, I don't know. Like, I actually feel like there is a limit with an animal because you've got like a, you know, 10 to 15 years. If they're 8 years old and they blow out a knee, yeah, I think you're going to get their knee replaced. If they have cancer and it's going to cost $30,000.
It's so hard. I know what you're saying, and I haven't been in that situation, but it's so hard to go, well, how many years do I have left?
Make them comfortable and don't go crazy, because honestly, it makes them, it's the treatment itself. They don't understand. Why do you keep taking me to this place where I feel terrible? They can't understand.
Caring for a cat now costs anywhere from 20 to 47 K over the course of their life, and dogs 22 to 61 K.
I find it so hard to believe, but
you got to remember too, that often people are like, well, I'm not getting my dog crappy food. Food ends up being expensive.
$40,000.
No, but that's and nail trims and washing and we've got to replace the couch they ate.
I suppose that would count.
Yeah, it's all part of this whole fun thing. The good times and the floor.
Oh my God. Yep. That'll do it. That'll put you over that 60K mark. Well, the dog's finally gone. Let's replace the floor and add it to the pile of money we spend on that dog.
Who hasn't been there with their dog, or a cat's do this even more, and they start going, and you're oh my God, not here.
Literally every day I'm chasing a barfing cat down. That cat, I swear to God, it does it on purpose because it doesn't want its brother to get to eat any of the food. So it scarfs down all the food and then starts start screaming, open up a door, it runs out. It's like, scared of me.
Everybody's scared of you, Sarah.
As it should be.
Right.
Makes my life easier.
Over 20% of parents have let their school-aged child plan 100% of a family vacation.
I've done that.
I know you have.
Yeah, not 100%. Like, John booked the tickets and all that stuff, but they decided where they wanted to go. Did a PowerPoint and I went, Iceland, that looks like we're going.
And you loved it.
It was a fun family trip. Will I ever go again? I probably won't. Unless I'm stopping there on my way to Europe.
That is surprising, though, that there's all the way, the whole trip, kids planning it. I don't know if kids know what they like or don't like. Things can look really candy coated and wonderful. And I'll give you an example. When I took my kids to that, it wasn't a water park. It was over water, but they were like inflatable things. That's where I lost the van key, right? So I took them and I'm like, this is going to be amazing.
Are they like an obstacle course?
It's like an obstacle course on the water. Mm-hmm. So if you don't make the climb, you fall into the water. If you, want to jump, you can.
Yeah.
But that was one of those things where the kids got tired. They don't have the gas that you'd think they do.
Right.
When you're around them and you're like, why don't you calm down? But I can't.
Yeah.
Well, get them out there on that obstacle course and they're like, I don't want to climb that anymore. I'm getting tired.
Yeah. And I've done it once.
They've gassed so fast and I'm out there going, and I lost the car keys for this.
This day sucks.
Oh man. So I don't know if kids know what they like or don't like is my point. They saw that thing and went, that's going to be amazing.
Mm. I remember it was like a topic. Like, are you bringing us to that thing?
Yeah. And then, they were like, you think it's lunchtime?
Jeez, this is tough.
I still, at this point, hadn't realized I've lost the car keys.
Right.
It's only later.
Let's go get some lunch. And then we'll get back out there. Right, girls? Sure,
text numbers 800-400-3697. You guys are forgetting about all the dog toys and clothes that people buy. It's crazy. Molly.
Oh. Yeah, and fancy carriers and stuff. There is a lot of accoutrement that you could do with for dogs and cats, I suppose. Cats will not put up with getting dressed up, though. Like, it's really hard to dress up a cat. Some cats will put up with it. Other cats, they're just like, they check out. They kind of like sink down and go, oh, God, get it off.
We go to Pet Food Express.
Shame.
Because they're quality standards and spend upwards of $500 every 4 months for dog food, treats, probiotic supplements, and a toy or two.
Well, there you go. So that's 2,000 bucks a year.
Boom.
Times 10 plus. You're already up there.
You think dogs and cats are expensive? Try owning horses.
Oh, my God.
Or kids.
Well, oh, kids, I mean, yeah. You don't actually own kids, but...
Kind of.
You are their guardian. Yeah, horses are wicked expensive.
Highly recommend pet owners apply for care credit. Interest-free credit card accepted by most vets.
Oh.
Yeah, that was not offered to me. Good morning, Sarah and Vinny. Listening to you guys in Oahu on my morning walk on Odyssey. Larry, San Francisco.
Hey, Larry.
What's up, Lair?
How's it in Hawaii?
I bet it's really nice.
That's awesome. It
must be so great. And the roosters are going crazy.
What is it, like 3 hours earlier than us?
Just depends, two or three, depending on what time we're in, I think.
Still, though, even if it's 6 a.m., it's still light out there now because of how long the days are getting. Oh, so fun.
I just taught 7th grade sex ed.
Hot.
The vagina is only the birth canal. The entire outside region for females is the vulva.
All right.
It's the term you should use.
No. I love all those words, all of them. All the stuff inside, all the stuff outside, all the sexy stuff. Mons pubis. Come on.
Dog knee surgery in the Bay Area is currently
$12,000. It's gone up a bit.
Sorry, Fred.
That is Fred gnarly. That is unbelievable.
No, his knees are absolutely fine, but if
Knock
that
wood.
Came up, that'd be a rough decision.
Hips, too. Like
there's
knees
a term
and hips.
For it. I can't think of it
Dysplasia.
Right now.
Dysplasia?
The knee surgery specific was something that there's a dude who invented it.
Oh.
And it's a tool that's used also in order to do this type of surgery. Play.
Patella.
TPLO?
That's it!
What is it called?
TPLO.
Tibioplateau Leveling Osteotomy.
That's it. It was $4,000 for the first one and a little more for the second one.
And now it's $12,000.
When I was a kid, I hated my name because I was the only one with that name. And one guy called me Urine. And it caught on.
Oh, is her name Erin?
My name is Karen and I used to love it.
Karen. Oh. I know. Karen really got.
Yeah. I went out canceled. With a Karen for a while.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's so salty about that. You know.
It's a bummer. It's like a label for just someone no one likes.
Or own it.
Well, doesn't owning it mean being someone everyone doesn't like?
Yeah. You're the local narc.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell on you. By the way, did you guys use the term, narc is short for narcotics, which is short for, I guess, a narcotics officer. But we use the term narc for everything.
For tattletales.
Tattletales or like the school truancy officer was a narc.
Yeah. How did narc, which I agree with you, it's like although there's also narcolepsy, but that's sleeping, right?
Yeah, that's
like
not.
I don't know how narc became someone who tells, because that is what it is. You're a rat.
It's from the credits officer. That's where it came from, because the narcs were the undercover agents and everything.
They were the agents. They would come and ruin the party.
Your 21
sure.
Jump Streets, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
All hot chicks win.
What?
Wake up! Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.